welcome to the Gore Ghouls. I'm Sam.
I'm Caitlin.
And
we're back.
Yeah.
Back again.
Sorry for the delay. We had vacations and work.
Life and work.
Seems like nonstop the last few weeks.
Oh my god. It has been nonstop the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Extremely nonstop. But we're back. And we're going to try and get more consistent because certain things are slowing down in different aspects of our lives. And I think we can catch up pretty soon.
Yeah.
So. But yeah. Yeah. How are you guys? How's it been?
I know we keep up with our Instagram at least.
So. Yes. We're good at that.
Yeah.
So, you're good at that.
Yeah. So you know that we're not dead at least.
Not dead. We have our daily happenings that go on, which is super fun. It's actually been really interesting to try and, like, think of different movies and stuff. And, like, usually when you post one, then I'm like, oh, and I, like, go off on, like, thinking tangents of, like, I wonder what else, and, like, this and that. And I love your captions and stuff. They've been so funny.
Yeah, I figure that's it's kind of fun to do the guess what today is kind of thing.
It's super fun. It's, like, really interesting to kind of see what these, like, weird, proclaimed national holidays are.
Well, and there's usually, I would say, 2 to 3, if not more,
yeah,
a day.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. I don't understand or who came up with each or what.
Yeah, like, what declared it that day.
I don't know.
And what's weird is, like, if you check, like, we have a couple different, like, website things that we can check, and if it's not on one, you can just go to another one, and they're like, oh, it's actually this day today.
Yeah.
And you're like, who is, like, determining this stuff?
Well, like, and it's super specific stuff, like, national strawberries on your waffle day, like,
yeah,
like random
super strange stuff.
Yeah,
but usually there's a bunch to choose from because there are some, like, ones that you just can't.
Yeah, well, and there's some that I could make things for.
Yeah,
but they're kind of like
reaching.
Well, not only that, but they're like some kind of more somber holiday.
Oh, yes.
You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
you
can't. I don't want to kind of, like, steal.
Yeah.
You know, and make it a funny thing or make it a horror-themed thing because it's just kind of like,
yeah,
I don't want people to scroll through the hashtag and think to themselves, like, oh my god.
Nice.
Yeah, what an asshole. What kind of person would think that this was acceptable to do kind of thing?
Yeah, I think I ran into that with one of the first that we posted. Was like, it was like a, like, a pride awareness of some sort. It was very strange. It was, like, one that was, like, for, I want to say it was, like, a pride awareness or something, which was only on the one website that I could find. But it was something like that. Oh, it was, like, a rape victim thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, something like that. And I was, like, there's got to be another, just an actual, like, stupid holiday,
yeah,
that's fun today, because I don't want to do that.
No, I don't. It's hard. Like, I know that last month was LGBT Pride Month.
Yeah.
And we obviously are very behind that. And
we
want to be part of that. But at the same time, I don't want to be disrespectful.
No, we just want to have fun with these dumb, weird holidays,
yeah,
they have. National Pancake Day. Okay, well, what horror movie maybe has, like, some baked good, like,
yeah,
related incident?
Well, and I saw a lot of, not to, you know, get on the tangent about it, but I saw a lot of the Pride stuff where it was, like, companies who aren't necessarily LGBT-friendly companies,
uh-huh,
slap a rainbow on something.
Yeah.
And think that they're...
It's all good.
Yeah, they're an ally. And it's like, no.
You're not, though.
You're trying to make money off of it. And B, you're not really practicing what you preach.
But that's the thing, is they just want the FaceTime.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, put our emblem...
Yeah,
put our emblem behind a rainbow flag and people will buy our whatever.
Yeah.
I
just wanted to steer away from that a lot because I you know, consider myself an ally.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't want to use that as a means of, like, exposure, which I think is really messed up.
No, we try and go with the very less serious holidays.
Yeah.
Just the really stupid ones. Which, I mean, if you follow our Instagram, you see that they're definitely not holidays. And they can't... they're definitely not in a ledger anywhere as... I don't know who comes up with them, but they're fun.
Yeah.
And so far, we can find something to go with each of them, which is pretty cool and shows how diverse the horror community and background and movies are. 'Cause
yeah. Well, you typically, there's at least one scene in a horror movie that can go with it.
It's so weird, too, because, like, you read, like, these weird ones, and for 1 second, your brain's like, what? And then you're like, oh, my God, that reminds me of that movie where...
Yeah.
And, like, oh, yeah, okay, well, that was easy. Like,
well, it's not because either yesterday or the day before was National Video Game Day.
Yes.
So I wanted so to many. Do Stay Alive,
which is horrible, but one of our favorites.
And the only good picture I could, or good still from the movie that I could find... was blurry.
Oh, really?
It's where the guy, because all the other stills that I could find
were... That movie is 1,000 years old, yeah, too, so...
were just them playing video games in front of the TV with no, like, person behind them or anything like that. There was one picture of the main guy playing the video game with the lady behind him.
Yeah.
And it was blurry, so I was like, okay, I don't want to post a blurry picture.
Because then it looks like a problem on our end.
Yeah, so I, that was what I was going to do, but I just figured I'd leave it. I could have done Resident Evil or Silent Hill, too, I suppose, but Stay Alive was the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah, because it's, I don't know, it's amazing.
Cheesy,
but,
yeah.
But even then, like, there's so many backups to that. You've got House of the Dead, and you've got Existence, which is a video game movie, and yeah. You've got, like, there's tons of them, but... Stay Alive's super fun.
Yeah, that was the one I wanted. I think it was kind of, like, petulant, where it was, like, I wanted this one, so because I can't have this one, I'm not going to put anything up. But, yeah, I
shout out to that girl's bangs.
Right,
October. Been trying to do that forever.
Yeah.
And can't get it quite right. That's probably the best thing that's in that movie is whoever her hairdresser was.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it was a wig. I'm pretty sure she didn't want them cutting her hair like that.
Why? It's so good.
Yeah, but it's like a punk girl thing, I think.
Yeah, but it was so cool. But, yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
So this week we're going to discuss the Child's Play series.
Yeah.
It's something that we're big fans of.
Yes.
And we think that you guys are big fans of.
You should be.
Because it's amazing.
Yes, it is.
But there are 6 movies?
Yeah, you got 3 originals and then 4. Well, is it 4 or now with the new one?
The Cult of Chucky?
Yeah.
Because it's Child's Play 1, 2, and 3, yeah, Bride, Seed, Cult, or Revenge, and then Cult. No, I'm sorry, Curse, then Cult. Revenge is the Halloween Horror Nights house.
That we have on our brain right now.
So there's 7.
Okay, yeah, so 3 originals, 4 new ones that have come out. Okay, okay.
Which Bride of Chucky is still 20 years old. But Cult is the newest one that's on Netflix. And then Curse was the one that came out before that. I'm pretty sure that one was straight to DVD, too.
Yes.
They had talked about putting it in theaters, but then nothing ever came out.
Well, it's just, it's past.
Yeah.
It's past its time, you know. Which sucks, but I think it's better and safer and smarter for them to just get the Chucky fans revved up by straight, don't waste your money with putting in theaters. The fans will go to it.
Yeah.
Like, instantly they'll go to it. And people will pick it up for Halloween and stuff. Because, honestly, at the end of the day, like, you definitely... Bride is amazing and you should watch it, period. You almost don't have to seriously watch any of them to understand what's going on.
No, you like, can watch
too
them.
Too bad.
I would say...
It feels like Bride and Seed kind of go together.
Yeah.
To roughly know it. And then the Curse and Cult... roughly go together so you kind of understand why, you know.
Curse has, like, the storyline of not, like, one of Charles Lee Ray's old murders. Or, you know what I mean? Like, he dated the mom and stuff like that, which isn't part of the original stuff.
No.
So, technically, it could be, like, a separated, you know, movie.
Yeah, it feels like they kind of, like, those two are married together and then the next two are married together in a weird way.
Yeah.
I guess if you wanted to understand certain characters in all 4, you'd kind of wonder why, you know, Jennifer Tilly shows up in this one. And
yeah.
There's little things, but honestly, you wouldn't be completely lost if you watched any of them. Bride is a must, though. Period. Yeah. End of story. And you don't need to watch the first 3 to watch Bride.
No.
Like, even a little bit.
As long as you know that Chucky is Charles Lee Ray, who's the killer, who put his soul in the doll.
Like, the base minimum of it. That is, like, legit all you need to know, because nothing really comes up, and then that's when they start with, like, the amulet thing. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's really easy to watch without seeing the first 3, period.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we can just go right into Child's Play.
Yeah.
The first one, which was 88, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Which is crazy.
I know.
So what's that? Is that 40 years?
30 years.
That's 30 years?
Yeah, because 98 is Bride of Chucky.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that was in 88, and obviously Brad Dourif plays Charles Lee Ray and voices Chucky, and he has through all of them.
Yeah.
Which is so cool to me. Like, so cool. But yeah, so that just kind of starts out your typical, I mean, Chucky's a slasher.
Yeah. He's a little it's a little bit more supernatural based because he does when he's dying, he does the amulet.
Yeah.
To put himself in the doll.
He is in it's a weird category because he's in the slasher people as far as if you know, Jason, Michael, Tommy, and Chucky and Freddy. Him and Freddy are more because they are one-liners and they interact with the people more, talking and stuff like that.
Well, and Freddy does also have, the supernatural element.
Freddy's supernatural, too, in the same kind of cosmic sense.
Yeah.
He was a real person kind of thing. But, I mean, in a different way, they're a slasher. They are... Freddy doesn't go after one particular person so much.
He'll
kind of... And Chucky's just whoever's in the way.
Well, and really, because Tommy, Tommy is the
you're thinking
doll's
of
name in the
second one.
So, because Andy is the first person that he reveals himself to once he's got put in the doll, Andy has to be the one that he puts his soul into.
Yep.
So that's why he's fixated on just Andy, and then realizes that it would probably be a pretty good idea to be a kid, because then it could be... He gets a whole life.
He manipulates.
Yeah. He gets a whole life again if he's in Andy and with all his knowledge and everything like that. And nobody would ever, even he can continue to kill because nobody back then, would suspect a kid, an eight-year-old kid.
I think he was 6 or 8.
Of doing the crimes.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like Child's Play 1. It's a little... I don't want to say boring.
It's not. It's plain, though.
Yeah, it doesn't really have.
Yeah, your first kill is 24 minutes in.
Yeah.
I was actually today. I saw a kill count thing on YouTube with them, and it is your first kill in is 24 minutes in. There's only 5 kills.
Yeah.
4 men, 1 woman, and you don't see. I mean, it's almost over the first half of the movie that you don't actually see Chucky doing Chucky stuff, except the doll. In doll form, not Chucky, look at the TV, blink, where you're oh, that's weird, because he shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
So you'll see, feet run, and you see him, whiz past Maddie behind her when he's about to kill her or whatever. But it's pretty generic. I mean, you can see that they were, low budget, trying to get something started. Kind of thing, but it is effective, and I think it was really smart the way they did it, because they did the whole, almost like the Jaws thing, where they're don't reveal the killer, don't show all your meat yet.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they actually do, pretty cool stuff with it, with him, being burnt, shooting his head off, shooting his arms off. You got, some really crazy animatronics with his face being burnt, and him biting, and you see him a lot. And you get to see him talk and move and be Chucky.
And it's that realization that he's not crazy. All the people know now that he's not crazy.
Yeah. And the acting is really good. And Andy is hands down probably one of the cutest kids that's ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
Even the child actor seems really into his role.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Well, and I think, it would be pretty cool to be a kid and be in a horror movie.
Well, it's they cared more back then.
Yeah.
He seemed really into it or really pumped, or someone around him was really pumped and he wanted to do it, or he was very self-aware and wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's just, it is actually, it's a really fun movie. It's easy to watch. I just like the flow of it because you only see Chucky at the end, and they do a really good job bringing him home kind of deal.
Yeah.
So, it's good for a start off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this series, like, honestly, is one of the easier ones to watch all of them.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the first three could be just one really long movie.
They really could.
Like, because they keep pretty, you know, pretty close to the character, like, they keep the characters and they keep that kind of stuff where he's trying to get to Andy. It's not until Bride that they change, like, his motives, which they completely disregard the fact that he has to go into the first person he revealed himself to, but whatever.
Yeah, that really quickly, like, but, I mean, in the third one, they kind of do that, too.
Yeah. Well, because...
But we can move on to the second one.
So the second one, I don't think... I like the second one, too.
I had never seen it until the other day, and it's actually really good.
Yeah, I enjoy it's when fun. They're running through the toy factory and all that kind of stuff. Andy goes to live with foster family because his mom goes to a mental institution.
Yeah, she can't handle it.
Which I don't blame her.
No.
But he goes with the foster family, and they get him a good guy doll. To, I think, try to make him get not scared of it.
Yeah, it was something weird.
Like, it was kind of like, it was like they didn't know that this was what had happened to him, but also then a few minutes later it was to help him get through the thing. So...
It was strange, because she was just, like, I didn't know that was in there. And then, like, a few minutes later, it's like, you've got to get over it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what, wait, did you... You either didn't know it was in there, or, and you didn't know we had this fear, or it's, you gotta get over it kind of thing. And he's, like, I think in movie time, whenever Child Play 2 came out, he is, like, that next year older kind of thing.
Yeah, because I think that one came out the year after.
1990, so it was 2 years older.
Yeah.
And he did look 2 years older. Mm-hmm. He was just slightly bigger.
Well, and you could tell, you know, I think the kid did a very good job of...
Really good.
Conveying the fact that he's had a rough 2 years since everything happened.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was really good. So, yeah, he's in a foster family, and they also have another foster daughter, whose name is Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the rogue, like, I don't stay anywhere longer than a month. Like, yeah, peace out, I smoke, and I'm out of here, and, like, that kind of thing. So, Andy's right on top of the whole... Chucky thing instantly. That stuff's happening. Nobody believes him, et cetera, et cetera. Most of the movie is spent within this foster home, and it's kind of like the timing in it is kind of like weird. Like, there was like a very distinct point where I thought it was over, and then there was still like another 35 minutes of it. It was very strange because they, you know, Chucky's doing his Chucky stuff and ends up killing the foster dad,
mm-hmm.
who's
an asshole,
instantly over Andy. Like, the second the kid walks in the house is like, I don't, and he's like, out of here, I hate him.
Yeah.
So, Chucky kills him, and then the mother is like, get the hell out of my house kind of thing. They just instantly turn on this kid. And the foster daughter is the only one that is kind of roughly... like, sympathetic towards Andy.
Yeah, she at least wants to help him instead of just, like, kind of try to scare him out of being the way he is.
So he goes back to, I guess, just the home, the halfway kid's house or whatever, with the woman with the curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then more Chucky stuff, so they end up, she's like, oh, Chucky, like, goes to Kyle. Or presents himself to Kyle,
mm-hmm.
and they...
And she goes and
take me to her kind of thing.
And that's when they go to the factory.
And then they end up in a toy factory, which is actually, like, really fun. And again, they... Kind of like the first one, they save all their, like, crazy, we're gonna attack the doll. It's always, like, towards the end of these, like, Chucky movies that they, like, attack the doll, the old ones.
They want to, like, keep him... nice.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But this one had, like, some super cool visuals in it.
Yeah. But well, he goes through the conveyor belt, and it's, like, trying to put eyes in it.
Yeah, they had the conveyor belt with the eyes, and then they have this weird conveyor belt that absolutely makes, like, not a lick of sense of why it would have a reverse button on it, even a little bit, or why this toy store has one guy running it.
Yeah.
With, like, all these, like, weird dolls. But, so they have, like, some really kooky, like, weird conveyor belt. It puts eyes in dolls, so, you know, something horrible is going to happen with that, which it does, and it's a pretty cool effect. And then they have another conveyor belt that sticks arms and legs onto the body, so that they have, like, a hell of a time with a couple times, which is really cool. There's some really good, like, we're going to pour all this melting wax on top of Chucky stuff, which is really cool. And this is the movie where he starts bleeding.
Yeah.
He gets a nosebleed in the car.
Too long.
He's starting to be in the doll too long. So we start to realize that it's not just him wanting to get into Andy. Like, it might have been mentioned in the first one, but, like, he needs to get out of the doll body, or the doll body's going to become
his.
Like a human body,
almost. Yeah, and he can get hurt and killed and maimed. And
so everything. He does in this a lot, which this leads right into the third one.
Well, the third one is Andy when he's 16?
Yeah, 15. But in the beginning, they show the melting wax pouring. The little chunk of what is left of Chucky, the blood goes in the melting wax.
Yeah, so that it makes another Chucky.
It makes another Chucky. So it starts there, and they are in, like, a toy factory. Or not a toy factory, but, like, the headquarters?
Yeah, well, they're starting to bring the good guy dolls back.
Yeah.
So.
And they're, what do you want to do with this original one? And they're, shove it up your ass. I remember that. So it's, like, 5 minutes with, like, these good guy bigwigs.
Yeah, just to explain that they're coming back, and they haven't been on production since everything that with Andy happened.
Yeah.
Because it was too much negative press.
Yeah. So Chucky finds out that Andy is at this, it's a reform school, but it's basically it's like military camp.
Yeah.
It's very strange. There's kids of all ages there, but they treat it like military camp.
Yeah.
And one woman that looks like she's in her 40s,
mm-hmm.
which is very weird. But, this isn't Andy, is it?
No.
This is because not. Because
it only came out 2 years after.
So it was every 2 years one, that this. Okay. It
came out 2 years later, so they couldn't obviously get him. He would have been like 10 maybe at the most.
Gotcha.
So, and this Andy, I think I want to say.
Oh, it came out in 91.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was like a year out. Yeah. The next year.
I'm pretty sure he was 15 or 16.
I don't know why, but Child's Play 3 was the. Was the cover at the video store that it always, like, drew me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, just his, like, sneering face kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I will always know that cover. It's really crazy. It's a pretty fun movie. I think it's a little more boring than the other ones, but I remember it the most for some reason. Yeah,
it's my, other than Bride, it's my favorite one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, go for it.
I don't know why. I just really like it. I think because, like, you have the new Andy and the little kid.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking to Chucky. Nobody believes him.
Oh, yeah.
And then Andy kind of picks up on the fact that this kid is talking to the good guy doll. Like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
It's been, you know, at that point, 8 years.
Yeah,
something
roughly.
Like that, since Andy's had to deal with it. And obviously, it's affected his life to the point where he has to go to military school.
Yeah.
To be able to, you know, function. I think they mentioned briefly about him, like, getting kicked out of schools and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's very brief.
So this is kind of, like, his, like, last resort type thing before he goes to juvie or, you know, whatever.
Whatever they were doing back then, yeah.
So he knows that this is happening and he's trying to figure it out. But my favorite part of the movie is when Chucky changes out the paintballs for the real bullets.
Yes.
So that when they go and they have the, you know, whatever you would call, I don't know what you call it, like, paintball fight. It's real, and people start getting shot, and they don't realize
it right is away. Extreme chaos.
Yeah.
I do remember that. The first time I watched it, I really liked that.
Yeah, I always thought that was funny. I know, not funny.
Not.
But like,
it's
got to,
smart.
Yeah, he got to kill a bunch of people without even really having to do much.
Yeah,
you know?
So, yeah.
I like that. Chucky seems a little bit more evil in this. You see that he is just going, because the kid in this one, I guess because he's in a new doll, he would be able to put himself in this kid, too.
Yes.
Because he's the first one that he revealed himself to.
That makes sense. I was gonna say, because it, like, they kind of threw it out the window in this one otherwise, but he isn't a completely new doll.
Yeah. So,
that makes a lot of sense.
But, he goes after Andy, but realizes that he can put himself in this other kid. But I like 3. I think the first 3 are fun.
They are. They're not bad for the older slasher movies. Yeah. They're honestly, like, the easiest ones to watch. Because, mm-hmm. like, I can say that I relatively like all 3 in the same realm of evenness. Mm-hmm. Where, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, give me the 3rd one and I'm done. Yeah. Like, I'm good. Oh, like, I'm totally good with the 3rd one. It's a chore for me to make it, like, all the way through all of them.
Yeah, I've only done that twice, and it's very hard when you get...
It's hard.
The number 2, and when you get to, like, the older one, or the, you know what I mean, the...
The newer-ish ones.
Yeah, like, the 5, and the Dream Child, and, oh, it's awful.
Like, yeah, I think it was, like, a time and place kind of thing. Like, I can see why people have nostalgia for it, but yeah. I'm fine with 1. I can make it through it like a breeze. 2, I can never remember which one 2 is. 3, I can watch all day long, mm-hmm. and then after that, it just gets really blurry.
Yeah.
But these were, like, easy.
Yeah.
To just kind of, like, boom, boom, boom. And they do try to make it just kind of, like, flow into each other.
Well, and even though they are the same, where he's trying to get to Andy, they all have a different story.
And they destroy Chucky in different ways.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty cool, because there's different ways to do stuff with the doll. And they do save it towards the end, and they do different stuff with the doll. And I gotta say, like, in the 3rd one, when he's burnt to shit,
yeah.
he is scary to look at. Like, scary. Yeah. And you get a little bit more of, like, Chucky's personality. I feel like he has more one-liners in the 3rd one.
Yeah, he definitely
you
does.
You know? He's, you start he's to tell.
The, yeah, he kills, like, the barber guy.
Yeah.
And you see him more so the way that we know Chucky to be.
Yeah, he's more like, Charles Lee
couple,
Ray.
Yeah, the first couple of movies, like, Chucky has a personality, but it's not as established as it is in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, you know, like,
no,
those kind of movies where it's like, oh, yeah, that's Chucky.
Yeah.
Where it's like with Freddy Krueger, where he has such a distinct personality, it makes him so different from
other people. With Chucky and Freddy, you feel like you know them because you laugh at their one-liners and stuff. That by the 3rd one, you're not rooting for Chucky.
Yeah,
but you're in the middle of both teams. Because you're like, you're waiting for what Chucky's going to say because he's always funny. Just the same way with Freddy. You're not rooting for him, but you're like, oh my god, that is so cheesy and so funny. And I like this guy. Like, it's just, if you're a fan of horror, you like certain villains.
Yeah, well, and it's like, well, did they actually ever prove that Freddy was who they said he was before they killed him?
Yeah, just stuff like that.
I get it. I would come back and murder their children, too, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, you start to see Chucky as, when you're starting to, not relate to him, but you see him as a person, where I feel like with Michael and Jason and Tommy, you're always in that, like, get that guy away from me.
Yeah.
He is terrifying. No. And Freddy and Chucky, you're like, ow, he's funny. Like, it's not that bad. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, so, it makes him a little bit less scary, but I think that that makes up for it in, like, more comedy stuff.
Yeah. So by the 3rd one, it seems like they're trying to establish that Chucky is on the same realm as Freddy, mm-hmm. and they want you to see him as not so much a terrifying thing. They want you to see him as, like, where you're rooting for him, that you're wanting to see, not him succeed, but just, like, you're on his team kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty cool. And then we skip 7 years?
Yeah, 98.
Bride and we go into Bride. I can't believe it's 98, because it really looks good.
I think that the only thing that takes away from
the flip phones
and any kind of technology that's what makes it aged, but other than that, really, it could be something that you could make today.
Well, I mean, the filming quality on it, I think when I watch it today, and I don't go to look up, like, HD movies and stuff like that, the film is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's very vibrant.
Yeah, it's not, all the colors are great, like, especially when there's, like, with Tiffany's clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them are, like, the shiny, like, 90s type material.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like, I think that it definitely captures, like, all the colors great. Even, like, the van that they drive in.
Yes.
Like, it's very crisp filming.
It is crazy, because this movie, more so than Scream to me, pours 90s.
Yeah.
Like, it just oozes 90s from, like, every single pore in its body. They made sure that, like, every character in this movie is the most 90s casting couch jacket, leather jacket. She's got butterfly clips in her hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, like, everything that was going on in the 90s. They got 2 more years until Y2K is going to explode everything. Yeah. We need frosted tips, stat. We need ball chain necklaces, stat. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I even, love like, going gay, back to this movie.
Even, like, the gay best friend has, like, the blonde hair with the roots. And basically, Tiffany's hair.
It's so amazing. And, so, yeah. And I think, I don't know when she showed up, but Katherine Heigl's in this.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because she's basically a baby in this movie.
The only movie that I saw her in before Bride of Chucky was Wish Upon a Star, and that's a Disney Channel movie where she switches bodies with her
sister.
One,
two, three, four, five, six. She was in 7 movies before.
Oh, and then there's another movie where she pretends her dad is her boyfriend.
Oh my god, we talked about this before when we were talking about 20-year-old movies.
To make her the guy that she likes jealous, she pretends her dad is her boyfriend.
There's That Night, oh, My Father the Hero.
Yeah.
Which is the weirdest title for a movie like that.
Should be My Father the Incest. But
oh, she was like a serious baby in that. Okay, anyhow, that's a
when Wish Upon a Star, I think she's like, I would say maybe 15 or 16. Oh, yeah. No, 16, because she's driving.
I remember that movie.
But we actually watched that a couple weeks ago.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah, they just put it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, nice! Yeah. That's cool. So, yeah, this was, like, definitely as far as, like, a movie that already has, like, a background to it and has, like, a cult following to it.
Well, I think that what they did is they made Chucky, they brought Tiffany in to give more background on Chucky.
Well, after this, she kind of did a stint in some horror movies. She's in something called Bug Buster.
She's in Valentine, too.
No, I know. I just saw that. Bug Buster. Looks like something I need to watch by myself.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. But yeah, so Katherine Heigl, but her uncle is John Ritter.
Yes, and head of police.
And I feel like their story is kind of secondary. Her and the boyfriend and the gay best friend and her uncle are kind of like a means to an end type thing.
Yes.
They're just kind of like there, so it's easy for them to be part of everything.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, two pretty young people, why don't we put ourselves in them? You know, once Tiffany gets turned into the doll.
Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah.
Which she, like, unbelievable. I mean, she's so drop-dead gorgeous in this movie. It's ridiculous.
Tiffany is goals, for sure.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
If I could pick anybody, everything. Yeah. If I could pick anybody to look like, it would be her.
Yeah, probably. She is absolutely gorgeous in this film. She is, like, top of her game in this film, for sure. But, so Bride of Chucky is him, and this introduces Tiffany as a old fling for Chucky.
Yeah. Well, I think she's more of a fling. She's, like, his girlfriend.
Was his girlfriend at the time.
At the time of him being
okay,
killed.
Okay, so was his girlfriend at the time of being killed, and he finds her again in the doll form. She kind of,
she brings him, she gets the doll
from
the
evidence.
Police department. Yeah. And she does the Heart of Damballa.
Yes.
Kind of thing, without the amulet, but
yeah, so she has, like, this guy that she's kind of led on to use as a body kind of thing. And, Chucky pisses her off, as do men do.
Pretty immediately. Well, I think that one thing about Tiffany and Chucky's relationship that's pretty obvious is that she's been waiting around for him for 10 years, I think she says in the movie.
I think it is.
And in a very, like, beaten puppy type way. As opposed to being, like, she seems like a strong, independent woman, because she, you know, gets rid of the body of Damien and that kind of stuff. But there's, like, some undertones of, finally, Chucky's a doll, so she doesn't have to be as scared of him.
She has the upper hand.
Yeah, she finally is able to do that. And I feel like that's one thing that is kind of overlooked a lot with the movie, is that I don't think that Tiffany was waiting around 10 years out of obligation to Chucky.
Yeah.
I think she was waiting around 10 years for Chucky because she was scared that if she had moved on or she had a husband or kids or anything like that, and Chucky did come back, she would lose those things.
Yeah.
He would kill them or, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like it was less out of wanting to and more out of an obligation to Chucky, or not to Chucky, but to, so that if he did come back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it is. It's like when your dog does something, rips up a, you know, a pillow or whatever, and that whole time from when they rip up the pillow to when you get home, they're panicking.
Yeah.
So I always thought of it, at least, like, that's what I always thought it was. But then she brings Chucky back before Damien comes over, and then, like, while Damien's there. So it was always weird to me that they didn't try to put Chucky, I guess because he's already dead. I don't think that you can put Chucky in a dead body. I think it has to be somebody's alive.
Well, he's sitting on his face when he's doing it.
Yeah, because you would think that it would be like, okay, I'm in this doll, but quick, let's get me into this guy kind of thing, yeah. You know? But
well, she just brings him, like, back to, like, it's like he's dormant when she gets him, because she has him as a doll and he's not doing anything.
Yeah, the only time.
And then she says the chant to, like, get the doll back together, and she's like, oh, it's not working.
Well, she stitches Chucky up and then puts it in, like, the what do you call it, pentagram.
Yeah.
And then as she's doing the chant, it doesn't work instantly.
Yeah.
And then Damien comes over. And then so she kind of just pushes him to the side, like, fuck, it didn't work.
Yeah, so she's just getting him back.
Yeah, and then realizes that while she's doing
stuff, could use Damien.
I don't think she thinks of it like that, though. I think that her and Damien are
not
in a relationship, but, like, she uses him as almost kind of like a warm body.
She uses it as a tease, that's yeah. Right. She uses it as a tease, because then that's when she starts, like,
she realizes rubbing on him. Yeah, she realizes that Chucky has moved, so that he is alive.
And he's hiding somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she makes Chucky jealous of with Damien.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
Then he kills
I forgot.
Damien.
So they don't, I mean, they're not going to use Damien as a body anyhow.
No.
So yeah, they're reunited kind of thing, and they're doing, like, little, like, oh, we're back together kind of stuff, and Chucky pisses her off, so she locks him in a baby cage. It was a crib, but she had it like a cage almost.
Yeah.
And, she goes and she has a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets loose and pushes the TV she's watching into the tub and zaps her.
Yeah.
Dead.
While he's chanting. To get her into the wedding doll.
Oh, because she buys her a wedding doll.
Because she thought that the ring that he had gotten her, or the ring that he left on the table,
Was for her. And he's like, I can get $6,000 for
yeah.
that ring.
And it ended up that he had just stolen it from somebody and
yeah.
it was just there.
So yeah, and then so she gets put into, I don't even know what the doll's, if the doll even had a name.
No, it was
bride,
just a wedding
It was like
doll.
Wedding doll or
yeah.
something. And the best scene ever is she's in the doll, she comes to terms with it, it's whatever. And then, but she needs a makeover, cause they have decided Katherine Heigl's boyfriend is, like, her handyman, yard
yeah.
help.
They're, like, neighbors in the trailer
yeah.
park.
So she gives him a call, and she's like, hey, I need to make it up to this grave, or wherever. I need to go to the state.
Hackensack, New Jersey.
Yeah. I'll give you $500 now.
Yeah.
I need you to deliver something, which is her and Chucky. These two dolls. I need you to deliver these two dolls. And I'll give you another $5 when you get there. Well, in 98 terms, that's $1,000
yeah.
that him and this girl can live on for the rest of their lives.
Apparently.
Yeah. So he goes to Katherine Heigl, and he's like, let's go. We'll get my van. We have $8 million, basically. And we will run away, and she's going to give me another $500 when I get there. So we're set forever for life.
Yeah. Like, he talks about getting a job.
It's amazing, though. I just
love
that
he can. Yeah. He thinks that he can put a down payment on a apartment,
yeah,
like
all kinds of stuff.
Security deposit,
and we talked about this in, like, I think it was our first episode of, like, the 20 year, like, what
yeah,
movies were 20
that
years
didn't get released.
Oh, that's right, I forgot yeah. about that. Well, yeah, so it is insane what they think they can do with this, but I think they're like 17.
Yeah, I think he's
or
older.
They're supposed to be 17 to 19. She's 17, he's 19, kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, because her uncle says, when you turn 18, you can do whatever you want, but until
then... So she's 17, basically. So yeah, they take these dolls, get in the van, and they try to hightail it out, and one of the uncle's little cop asshole buddies sees them at this, like, gas station drive-in. Yeah, like a burger joint. Yeah, it's like a burger joint. Because, you know, they're gonna start spending that money, because they've got millions of it.
Right.
But Chucky, this is, like, this is the funnest movie, because now that Chucky has Jennifer to go off of, it's really great. So, they kind of go back and forth with, like, these little, like, not if I can help it.
Yeah, they're trying to one-up each other.
It is. It is, like, phenomenal. So, they blow up this burger joint, and then it's like Katherine Heigl and the boyfriend start second-guessing each other because of all this weird shit, and
well, they don't know that Chucky's everywhere. The one that's doing this stuff, so they think that...
They have no clue.
Yeah, so they think that, the other one's doing it,
yeah.
So they go and get married in Canada. Not Canada. I think it's, like... I don't know where they are married.
I don't know either. It just looks like it's a weird place to do it.
Yeah, it's just some, like, chapel. But I don't know where in America you can get married for under 18 without permission from your parents. I guess it doesn't matter in a movie, but... so they get married, or they lie, probably lie about her age, I guess.
I guess so.
And then Chucky kills the people that steal their wallet at the honeymoon suite. But then, so they both call David, their friend.
Yes.
And he realizes that it's neither of them, because the other one both, like, they both think that it's the other
They both think the other's crazy. And so, killing people.
Yeah, so he comes to them, and then as...
And he is, like, he is, like, the MVP of gay best friends.
Yeah, he's awesome. He drove however long it was to get to them to tell them that they're both being crazy. Stupid. But then he finds her uncle dead in the back seat, or under the seat. It's like a van thing.
It's like a boot box, almost. Yeah. Like, you lift up the seat, and you can put shit in it, and that's what Chucky and Tiffany have been sitting on.
Yeah, so he,
He smells them. And then he sees the blood.
Opens the thing, steals the gun, and tries to kill him.
He's like, you're both crazy.
Yeah, runs out into the road, gets hit by a bus, and then,
they reveal themselves.
To them, and then they go, steal an RV from the people, from just random people, and Tiffany's trying to make up Katherine Heigl to look like her, so that, when the inevitable... happens of them getting any two, like, changing bodies, she'll already be done up like Tiffany wants her to be. The boyfriend is driving the RV under gunpoint from Chucky, and then they kind of plot against each other.
Yeah.
I feel like they're meant to be, obviously, like, the polar opposite of Chucky and Tiffany's relationship.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, Katherine Heigl's like, he shouldn't speak to you like that. Yeah. He just cooked all this nice meal.
Oh, she can't do a dish, like...
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, he can't, you just, you know, did all this stuff. She can't work.
Yeah.
So, that kind of thing. They go back and forth, and they make it to the cemetery.
Yeah. So, she stuffs Tiffany... in the oven.
Yep.
After the cookies come out. And some kind of power line comes down.
So, lightning always strikes. Yeah. It's like lightning strike, power line down.
So Chucky puts a gun on Katherine Heigl's character to get her to go to the grave so he can get the amulet. So this can all be over with. So they go to the graveyard and the boyfriend follows. And... she gets the amulet, and he says, you broke my neck.
Yeah.
And she, like, grabs it off him, and as they're trying to figure it out, a cop shows up and shoots. No, I'm sorry, that is not what happens. Tiffany comes out of the oven.
Yeah.
Black, and says, we belong dead, which is from Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Which is what she was watching when he pushed the TV into the water. So...
And it's kind of a, we're gonna switch.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And she's kind of like, we're not doing this. They don't deserve to have to deal with, like, we don't deserve their bodies. Like, we both belong dead. Like,
yeah.
We've done enough damage kind of thing.
Yeah.
So Chucky's running around. He kills Tiffany.
Yes.
Chucky's running around in the grave. Like, they kind of kick him down there.
Yeah.
And the cop shows up, clears Jade and, I wish I could remember the boyfriend's name.
I'll look it up. It starts, but yeah, with he's like, what is going on? And they're like, look down in that hole. So finally, right away, someone sees Chucky and is like, what the hell?
Yeah, so he calls it in that
Jesse.
Jesse. So I knew easy. It was a Jamie. Yeah. So he calls in that Jade and Jesse aren't the people that have been doing the crime spree, which is what they were thinking that was happening, and that nobody will ever believe what's happening. So they're good, you know, we don't see them again, but then we see Tiffany give birth to the little doll.
Yeah, so creepy. So,
and I believe that the cop shoots Chucky.
Yes.
So they both are dead, but there's this little random doll because they had sex, which... It's a whole another weird
thing. And that's when we move into Seed.
Yeah.
Which is my least favorite of all of them.
Yeah, I have a hard time watching Seed.
So, Seed is with, I can't even remember the dumb kid's name. Hold on.
Seed. Jennifer Tilly's back in it, but now she, instead of playing Tiffany, she's playing herself.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
It's so she's very actually weird.
Jennifer Tilly in the movie. So they want to keep...
Oh, Glenn.
So, yeah, Glenn and Glenda. Ashley's parents.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, we see the kid, and he's trying to find his parents, and he sees Chucky and Tiffany, because they're making a Chucky movie.
Yeah, he's on, like, a... He's a ventriloquist act.
Yeah. So, it's like a freak show type thing.
Yeah.
So, he's trying to find his family. He sees Chucky and Tiffany on TV, so he decides to go to them. He runs away from the guy who's keeping him captive and goes to, I think, L.A. And so then we see that Jennifer Tilly is playing Tiffany in the movie, which, but she's Jennifer Tilly in the movie. Like, she doesn't have a character.
That's her.
She is herself.
So this, yeah, it's really weird because, like, at that point, they might as well just bring Brad Dourif back and be like, I'm Charles Lee Ray. Because it's very odd. It's very odd, like, how this movie is almost, like, halfway self-aware, but it's... not at the same time. They, like, he goes to this, like, studio, and there's Chucky and Tiffany dolls. Like, legit actual dolls, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
I can't even remember how he comes across the actual Chucky and Tiffany.
Well, so what happens is he has the amulet. Because he was born in the cemetery that had the amulet, so for some reason he has the amulet.
It's inheritance.
So what happens is he's trying to talk to Tiffany and Chucky, but because they're just puppets... He doesn't understand why they're not talking back to him.
Yes.
So he thinks, because he has the Made in Japan thing on his wrist.
Yeah.
He's a doll. He thinks that they speak Japanese. So he reads the stuff that's on the amulet, thinking that it's Japanese.
Oh my god, this movie's really dumb when you do that.
So he reads the stuff that's on the amulet, which is what brings them to life.
Gotcha.
So he brings the two dolls that are part of the movie, like, that are just props for the movie, to life.
That have no blood in them.
Nope. So the soul of Chucky and Tiffany, because of just the names...
pull out of the air.
Yeah, and they go into the dolls. So they argue about...
if he's a girl or a boy.
Yeah,
and he doesn't know what he is, and so they pull down his pants, and it's a doll, so... Yeah.
He doesn't have parts, like, so... But it's just a... It's the weirdest movie.
And, yeah, so they do random, stupid bullshit stuff, and they're trying to get him to kill, or he's good.
Yeah.
Chucky wants him to kill and be bad, and Tiffany wants him to be good, and he's a good boy.
Yeah.
And they go back and forth. Well, they mind fuck him up so much that he's like this Glenn Glenda thing at the end, and he's crazy, and he does end up, like, going insane, and...
Yeah, so they put the... So what happens is Jennifer Tilly is pregnant with twins, so they put the Glenn personality into the one twin, the Glenda personality into the other twin, and Tiffany's soul goes into Jennifer Tilly's body. But no, Chucky dies. They kill Chucky or something like that, because Tiffany once again realizes that he's an abusive asshole and really she shouldn't be with him. So, ladies, take note.
That's right.
So, they're having a party.
They have a birthday party.
They're having the birthday party for the twins, and she gets Chucky's hand mail to her in the mail.
Yes.
So, and it's from Chucky, it moves, blah, 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 whatever. So, Seed of Chucky was awful. I can watch it occasionally if I'm in the mood for it, but I just think that the lore... was just completely...
It is the messiest movie ever. Yeah, like, they follow nothing. You can definitely see where someone was like... Where someone's like, hey, that doesn't work. And they're like, yeah, but we already did the thing.
Yeah, we're done.
Like, it is. I mean, it was like literal cash grab.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all you needed to do in Bride was forget that they had sex.
Yeah. Like, that was...
Like, just let it happen.
Yeah.
Like, just let it be done. Because this, there's nothing. It is so weird when Jennifer Tilly walks on screen and you're like, yeah. Wait a minute.
She's playing Tiffany in the movie about Chucky and Tiffany as herself, Jennifer Tilly, and she's also really Tiffany.
It's so weird. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing ever. So, thank God, though, that is the end of, like, it dies.
Yeah.
Seed of Chucky just dies. Yeah. And then we move.
I think they realized that they couldn't it do anything horrible. With that.
And the Glenn doll is so creepy, yeah. And I hate his voice, because they tried to make it, like, very, like, prepubescent boy, or is it a girl? Girl. It's very weird. So, thank God, it dies. Like, that movie's dead, basically. Like, you could honestly, like, forget that she gives birth at the end of Bride of Chucky and move right into Curse.
Yeah.
Which I think was a great comeback.
I enjoyed it a lot.
This goes into... Now, this is where they introduce Brad Dourif's daughter.
Yeah, which I think she's so pretty.
She's gorgeous. Yeah. Like, horribly naturally gorgeous. It's not fair, yeah. First of all, but it's super... Like, it's really cool.
So, she plays... I can't remember the name, but her real name's Fiona, so we're gonna use that.
Her name's Fiona?
Yeah, in real life. So, she's wheelchair-bound, and her mom...
Nika,
that's what it is. Nika. I knew it was something weird.
Yeah.
So, her and her mom live together in this really old house, and...
Super cool house.
Yeah. She's wheelchair-bound, so there's an elevator, and, there's, like, a big shower that she can roll into, yeah. And stuff yeah. like that. They don't discuss until the end of... towards the end of the movie why she's in a wheelchair. She yeah. just knows that it was something during birth. So... They receive a Chucky doll in the mail, or, I'm sorry, a good guy doll in the mail, completely normal, like, all perfect and everything like that. So, her mom suddenly dies, but we know it's Chucky, and we know that it's the good guy doll, and he makes it look like the mom committed suicide.
Yes.
So, her sister, her husband, the babysitter, and her niece
yes.
come to the house to try and get her to move into an assisted living facility.
Yeah, and they want to...
Because they want to sell the house because they're broke.
Yeah.
They need yep. the money from half the house, and even though Nika's been living there for Ever. Her whole life, taking care of her mom because her mom lived with depression.
Yeah.
And
it's set up for her, and she's totally fine. So a lot of yeah. her fight in this movie is how, she's fine. Very she's self-sufficient. Independent. Like, yeah. she's good.
So, it gets to the point where, so she gives the Chucky doll to the niece because it's just a good guy doll. And, people start dying.
Yeah.
Like, the babysitter is electrocuted.
First one, yeah.
Yeah. The priest gets poisoned with the yeah. chili. That kind of stuff. So, we know it's Chucky, but they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, this is like a new slate kind of thing.
Yeah, so it turns out that it is the Chucky doll, and what happened, the best part of the movie is when she goes to the attic, the dark-haired sister goes to the attic to see what's going on, because they can't find the little girl.
Yeah.
So, she's looking for the little girl, and she finds Chucky. And there's, like, a little flap of skin on his mouth, or flap of plastic, it's not skin.
Yeah.
So she starts to pull on it, and realizes that there's a bunch of them. So she's pulling off all this, like, extra plastic off his face, and you realize that it's not a new Chucky doll. All he's done is cover up all of the stitching and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So it's the original Chucky doll from the Bride of Chucky kind of movie.
Which is why he looks so weird when you see him. Yeah, he
looks odd.
It's strange. It's really hard to tell if it's CGI or an over-plastic
yeah,
dummy.
Exactly.
Like, it's very... He's off.
It was almost a relief.
Oh, my God. It was a huge relief. Yeah, because I was like,
why does he look so weird?
He's, like, fat and bubbly kind of... It's very yeah. weird. But, yeah. So, it's super cool. It's
so,
really cool.
So, it ends up that Charles Lee Ray had an affair with Nika's mom.
Yes.
And when she was pregnant with Nika, he stabbed her.
Yes.
This was right, literally the day of him getting gunned down in the toy
yes.
store.
Yeah.
But when he stabbed Nika's mom, it was when she was pregnant with Nika.
And paralyzed her.
And it paralyzed Nika. So it turns out that Chucky's the reason why she can't walk. So in the end of the movie, Nika is blamed for all the deaths in the house. And she goes to a psychiatric facility because she keeps saying that it's Chucky, and obviously Chucky isn't going to do it. So, at the end of that movie, Jennifer Tilly makes a cameo as Tiffany with blonde hair and everything like that, and sends the Chucky doll, which we find out is she's the one who sent it to Nika's family.
To Nika originally.
Yeah. She sends it to the niece who's gone to live with her grandma, so that and then they kill her grandma, and that's where that ends.
Tiffany sends it to Andy at the end.
I think that's in the beginning. No, because it goes back to the niece, Nika's niece. It goes to their house for, like, first. And because she kills the grandma there.
Okay.
And I think that's the one where the very, very end is her grandma with a plastic bag over her head. And she goes, and, like, that's the end of the movie.
Okay.
So in the beginning of Cult is when it gets sent to Andy.
Yeah.
Or he finds it.
I might have my movies mixed up. I could have sworn he got sent to, like, this house, and they don't show the person's face forever, and he fights with him, kind of thing. Like, he gets out and he shoots him, kind of thing. It ends up being Andy at the very end, as an adult. And then that's how Andy gets a hold of him. When it moves into Cult, he's got him.
I thought, because I just remember the grandma being, like, the last scene with the niece.
Yeah.
So I think that that's the beginning of Cult.
Yeah, so in Cult,
Andy isn't in, because the original Andy is the one that's in Cult.
Comes
like,
back,
he's the real one.
Yeah, so that moves into Cult.
Yeah.
Which is kind of doing a side-by-side thing. It's weird. Fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. It's slightly disappointing, but I gotta say, Chucky's got some great one-liners in this.
Yeah.
He really chews, like, some great scenery.
Yeah.
But, so, Cult was disappointing because Cult sounds like it's gonna be more fun.
Yeah.
Like, maybe some people that worship Chucky.
Yeah, like, this, you get the, you know, I know that on My Favorite Murder they call them murderinos, but you get the murderino people who like true crime and they have like a following of serial killers, like that kind of stuff. But one thing that annoyed me about Cult was you have Andy in the beginning and he has Chucky's head and it's all melted and everything like that.
I'm fine with it. I was super excited about that.
Like,
was
he, like, shoots him and all that kind of stuff.
He's kind of fucking with him back and forth.
Yeah,
and
he has him locked up. And
it's great.
Making sure that he can't go anywhere. And then it cuts to Nika, who's still in the facility, and she's finally gotten to the point where she admits that it was her that did it.
Yeah, they've convinced her that it was her.
Yeah, she doesn't admit, we know it's Chucky, but
they've said, like, you were crazy, like, whatever.
Yeah,
and she's like, okay, I know that that's a thing of the past kind of thing.
So she's kind of come to terms with the fact that even though she can't remember it, she's willing to admit that
it was her.
Couldn't have been Chucky.
Yeah, there's
so
no
the only
way
other
it all
person,
did it.
Yeah, so the only other person could be her. So they finally have her to that. They bring a good guy doll in. For whatever therapy reasons, they think it's okay. So we know that Chucky is at Andy's house under lock and key, only a head, burnt, shot.
Yeah.
Whatever else.
Yeah.
So murders start happening and we don't know if it's the good guy doll or not.
Yeah.
We don't know what's happened to get the good guy doll to Chucky. To be at the
and this is like concurrent like timelines too because you go back to Andy's house sometimes where he's talking to Chucky
like a friend
and then at some point in the movie Chucky's like you think I'm the only one now this was where I was like okay so it's not a group of people that have either been victimized by Chucky or worship Chucky there I thought it was going to get to the point faster that there were several Chuckies
I thought personally. I thought that, because they show one Chucky walking around,
yes.
And they show another one, and then there's a third one.
Yes.
I thought it was Chucky, Glenn, and Glenda.
That would have been cool.
Only because...
I don't want to see Glenn and Glenda again,
no,
but
I thought that it was like, okay...
Maybe now
Tiffany
it's a family
was back,
thing.
Yeah, Tiffany
Manson,
was back...
Manson family
yeah,
kind of deal.
Tiffany was back in the last one. She was the one who was sending the Chucky doll around to make, you know, amends, or not amends, but you know what I mean, like...
Finish his business.
Yeah, basically. So I thought, I was like, okay, like, I can deal with this. It's gonna be Chucky, Glenn, and Glenda. There might be a Tiffany doll.
I
you
never
know,
thought that, but that would have been cool, too.
Only because I was like, I don't understand. Because I've gone under the lore that Chucky is a soul.
Yes.
So, unless, you know, he does some Harry Potter Voldemort
shit. I was about to say, this sounds like some Harry Potter bullshit, but that's
so,
never been established.
Unless he splits his soul,
He
can't be in multiple dolls at one time.
I was iffy on that, except then in the third one with the blood... Which was a lot of plastic.
There could have been another. Yeah, I get that.
But that's fine.
I would have thought that would come up
sooner.
But that's the thing, is, like, they, if they could have called back on that, like, if you want to go with the third movie, that's totally fine, because it was a lot of plastic, and it didn't all make one doll. Totally fine. Mm-hmm. Which, I think they tried to do by Chucky telling Andy, oh, you think I'm the only one?
Yeah.
But just say, like, hey, asshole, I was in the toy factory, my blood got everywhere. Yeah. There's dozens of me in that one
but
batch.
But all they say is Tiffany, with Tiffany, all they say is the fact that they can just put him in every doll.
Yeah,
they just do the ritual with the amulet. And they can make as many Chuckies as they want.
Which is so crazy to me, when it's so easy to say.
Yeah.
My blood was in a vat of dolls.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. Or at least, you know, something. 25 were made out of that vat. Yeah. Something.
But everything that came off that assembly line.
No, it's literally, you can point, and I don't know why it has to be a good guy doll at that point.
I think
you
just to infiltrate the,
I know, but they could have went real fucking crazy with it then. And done a bunch of different dolls. Done a little China doll. Done a little bear. Yeah. Like, if it's Wild West now, then go crazy with it. But it's like they tried to keep it wrangled in. But you just need to talk to a few Chucky fans where you said, if I say cult of Chucky, where does your mind go? Yeah,
my first thought was definitely that he had followers, like the creepy people who want to marry Charles Manson.
Manson family kind of thing.
Yeah, they think that he's the shit, like they love him, they can't, you know, they'll do literally anything for him.
And I would have been great with that if Chucky was controlling a group of people in love with him to be like, we're gonna fuck shit up.
I would have absolutely
I gotta go after this Nika girl. I would have been totally fine in the insane asylum. Mm-hmm. We gotta go after this Nika girl in this insane asylum. You can do all the bullshit, doesn't make any sense, like, they all work there now.
Yeah,
and it
exactly.
is absolute chaos in there, because somehow all six of these Chucky followers got hired to this insane asylum. Whatever. I would have been on board. I don't understand what cult even means in this movie, except that there's several Chucky dolls.
I would have called, I don't know, maybe, not cult, maybe like...
Like, they didn't research...
Army of Chucky.
Yes.
That implies that there's the same one every time. You know what I mean? More so
something.
Than cult. Like,
or I thought, okay, we're in an insane asylum. Maybe some... And especially because they, like, right off the bat kind of start with Nika in this support group kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is, like, several people that are maybe, like, my sister got killed by what she said was a dog. Like,
yeah.
Or, like... You know, my son's best friend, Andy, as a child, said that a doll was, like, and I just...
I can't
it, like,
handle it.
It fucked him up.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Give me a bullshit. That's the cult. Is that the seven of them are sitting in that circle, and the doll has affected them in some way. You don't even see that there's this group of dolls until, like, the last 20 minutes,
well,
maybe?
And not to mention, one thing that I really... I enjoyed the movie. It was fun to watch.
I did. I get it. But cult is very big letdown.
I very much... Because I was like, oh my god, there's multiple dolls. Literally, the first thing I said was, it's for sure Glenn, Glenda, and Chucky.
Yeah.
Because there was three dolls. So I was like...
Well, and there's no way that Brad Dourif can be in...
Yeah, that's
like,
not
it just,
the lore
it's weird.
Of Chucky. So I was like, okay. And then when I realized it was all Chucky's... It was kind of let down because they weren't even, their personalities, it wasn't like when you watch a show and there's like the evil twin and it's like, don't shoot me, shoot him, he's the wrong one.
Yeah.
Where they're so similar and they're the perfect pitch of the voice, they're the, it wasn't even that similar. It wasn't like they were arguing over who was Chucky.
Yeah.
They were all like, there was like a more reserved Chucky, there was one that liked to do this, knife instead of gun. It was very much like... Like, instead of a complete replica, almost like a clone, where they're a product of their environment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they've, because this Chucky has been with this family.
Or whatever,
he likes
yeah.
to do this. He's still the same Chucky. He still likes to murder, all that kind of stuff. But he likes to use knives instead of guns. Or he likes to do this instead of that.
It's just, it's like, really
it
weird because it's like.
Uncomfortable.
It's like it. It's like, it's almost like there's a book or a whole movie dedicated to Charles Lee Ray.
Yeah.
Where you know his different personalities. And you're like, oh, like,
he was an artist, too, and there's a more artsy one. You know,
yeah,
it's like you should know this stuff about Charles Lee Ray, that there's several different parts of him, but you don't.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, okay, why are all the Chucky's different? I'm assuming, because I'm a smart person, that this is supposed to be multiple personalities of Charles Lee Ray, but I shouldn't have to assume that.
No, it should be said to me.
If you're going to do it that way, you need to do something where... start with a fucking lecture on Charles Lee Ray and be like, he was a horrible murderer, but as a child he did this, and as a teenager he was into this. And then it's kind of like, oh, okay, like Charles Lee Ray was kind of into like this sport, or he murdered this, and then he moved on to murdering whatever. But no, it's just like, yeah, he has different personalities.
Yeah.
Everybody does. And it's like, yeah, but I don't know Charles Lee Ray like that.
Yeah.
Like, I know Chucky, and I know Chucky is like this.
I wanted them all arguing over who Chucky was.
Or something.
Who was the best one.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
Or challenges. Like, yeah. You curled that girl like this, watch this.
Yeah.
And, like, there's some funny one-liners and stuff, but... And then, I don't know. Like, it brings it around at the end where I was like, all right, this is kind of cool. Like,
I enjoyed the movie. Well, and then they put Chucky's real soul in Mika.
In Mika.
Because Andy brings the Chucky to the insane asylum and to make sure that everything's okay.
Yeah.
Like, and so that's when it happens that Mika gets... They put the Chucky soul into Nika.
Which was cool. I liked it.
And she escapes with Tiffany.
Yes.
So then the Tiffany doll is in the back seat, right?
Yes.
Like, it's just weird to me.
I just don't understand the Tiffany-Jennifer Tilly thing.
No, I don't. Well, and like...
Because it's a new-ass...
She's not Tiffany. She's not Jennifer Tilly again.
No, it's like, a new-ass Tiffany doll, too.
Yeah.
And she was... Not that, you know, I mean, Chucky has been beaten and abused and transformed into bodies and stuff, but she, like, legit went back out and got this Tiffany doll and redid her to look just like the other one. I don't know. It's so weird the way they treat Jennifer Tilly and Tiffany in these series.
Yeah.
Just have her as the person and we will not question it, or have her as the fucking doll and we won't question it.
Yeah.
Like... It's very weird, but I did like the whole Sol and Nika thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any rumors or talks of...
No, they're doing a reboot now.
Yes.
Which, don't. Just don't.
Don't. I mean, not that I'm not going to watch it when it's free, but...
I don't like the idea that they're making a reboot so quickly after another one of the franchise. You know what I mean?
Well,
I
feel like Kirst that's disrespectful. Like,
disrespectful.
Yeah, Kirst didn't have, like, a really good feedback on it. Because everybody was thinking the same thing. Like, oh, like, these people
what the hell is going on?
Yeah. So, it's going to be interesting. And, I mean, we're horror fans. We will, like, watch anything just to have that, like, oh, yeah, we did watch it. Like, informing a based opinion on it. Bride, hands down, is the best. The first three... Totally great for original movies and
Even
stuff.
Even Curse and Cult are good, but Seed...
Curse is great. I had
so much fun during Curse.
Cult has some great kills in it.
I even, like, cheered when she pulled off the thing and revealed that Chucky was all stitched up.
Yes.
Like, I was really
Curse
excited.
Curse is super cool. Cult has some really cool kills in it, in various spots. He's got some really good one-liners with these crazy people. You know, he says to the one lady wandering, oh, you called me earlier, and and he's like, you're too crazy to kill.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like, there's some really good one-liners and stuff, but my God, did they move away from a lot of the lore, and then they completely missed Cult.
Yeah.
Or what the hell that's supposed to mean, or what it brings.
Like I said, it needed to be, to imply that they're all the same Chucky needs to be Army, or Spawn, or, you know,
or
like,
that the
something
cult
like
is
that.
Chucky.
Yeah, not that he has a cult, but that he is his own cult.
But that's the thing, cult of Chucky.
Yeah. Not this crazy followers who are gonna do whatever they can for it. You know, I don't know.
That was what was disappointing, was it was kind of cool to think that cult was either the people affected by Chucky or people that worship Chucky.
Yeah.
But people.
Yeah, not dolls.
Not multiple dolls. But whatever. But, yeah, that's, Chucky's fun just because you get a lot of interaction with him talking and stuff, and you get to hear his personality and his one-liners. But
yeah, I love Chucky. He's my favorite.
The last few have been hit or miss. Big time. And it's going back and forth, which maybe this next one will be a hit because it's hit, miss, hit, miss. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Hopefully. Well, as long as Brad Dourif is the voice.
I think he will be.
I hope so.
I can't imagine he's doing much more. Lord of the Rings is done, so.
Yeah. Really creepy in that.
Yeah.
But, so we're back. Hopefully we'll be uploading something once a week now.
Yeah, we're going to be trying.
Even if we have to do it remotely again.
Yeah.
But thanks for sticking with us, and we hope you enjoy this episode. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
As usual, our Twitter and our Instagram are at TheGoreGhouls. And on Facebook, we're facebook.com/TheGoreGhouls. We're much more active on Instagram.
So yeah, we're on the Instas a lot.
We can interact with you. If you want to comment, we can have a conversation with you. Any kind of questions you have, you can, you know.
And suggestions for episodes and stuff. It's not just movies. We will do anything that's spooky, and it's getting close to Halloween.
Yeah.
And we are super freaking excited.
So if there's anything you want to hear about, you can DM us.
Slide in.
Hopefully, when we hit 100 followers on Instagram, we're going to do a cool kind of Halloween giveaway.
Yes.
So, if you follow us on Instagram, we'll pick a number.
Yep.
And
we'll figure it out.
I'll put up in the next couple weeks what kind of prizes we'll have for that. But,
keep liking us.
Yeah.
Because the more you follow us, we'll do little giveaways at every 100.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, yeah, that's about it for this week, and we'll be back next week with another episode. Have a good night.
Bye. Stay spooky.